You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. There's one little yellow bear who's helped to raise more than £13 million for RNIB, and now you can help too. Yvette Tompkins is an area volunteer fundraising manager for RNIB, and she joins me now. Yvette, thanks very much for speaking to us.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Yes, nice to speak to you.
Can you tell us a little bit more about RNIB's sooty boxes?
RNIB have approximately 10,000 sooty boxes across the whole of the UK. And each of these boxes is in a location, a site that's probably not far from you. In pubs, corner shops, supermarkets, you name it, we're quite happy to have a sooty box in any location. And the role of the volunteer to come and collect these boxes is to manage them, collect the money, bank the money, and have a great relationship with the site that has the box in its location.
And there are some opportunities now across Wales to become a sooty box volunteer. What sort of work does that entail?
Well, the role itself is incredibly flexible, so you're not tied up to so many hours a week or dedicating specific time to this. The role can be fitted in around your lifestyle. So a working mum or a retired person, somebody that's doing a part-time job or a full-time job, it's that flexible. You can fit it in around whatever you're doing. So we just ask that you visited a site once in a 12-month period and you decide and choose when you go out and visit these sites. So it's not like giving your time to a charity shop, for example, where you dedicate yourself to a particular shift, say 9 till 12 on a Wednesday morning. You can do this job however it fits around yourself. That's kind of its USP, really. It's really, really flexible.
And you've worked with a lot of RNIB volunteers in the past. What do they tell you about what they get out of the volunteering work that they do?
We have approximately 190 volunteers that help us collect and bank the sooty box donations, which is amazing. And a lot of those volunteers have been doing this role for 10 years or more. We do have volunteers that have done 20 years and a couple of volunteers that have actually or will be celebrating 30 years very soon. So this role, I hope that tells people that this role has longevity. People enjoy doing the role. As I said, it's very flexible, so you can fit it in around your own lifestyle. They also enjoy the relationship building with the sites. They are the ones on the front line, so they are the ones going in on a regular basis to see these sites. They get to know the sooty volunteer, and the sooty volunteer gets to know that site. So, yeah, I think the fact that volunteers do it for such a long time means they do get a lot out of it. They like to community and going out and speaking to people and getting that connection. And it's also they feel that they are doing something worthwhile. So, you know, they're collecting the money that goes towards the services that RNIB offer for blind and partially sighted customers.
And can you give us an idea of some of the areas where you're especially hoping to find some new volunteers?
I can, and please excuse my Welsh pronunciation. So, for example, we're looking for volunteers in the Llandudno area, around Ffestiniog, Pwllheli, Caernarfon. So predominantly around the northern kind of part of Wales, but we do have some sites around Haverford West and Fishguard and things like that. There's around 100 locations where we are looking for volunteers. And that might mean that there's like 10 or 15 boxes to kind of look after. So it's not 100 volunteers that we need. It's volunteers to perhaps cover a number of sites in various locations.
And how can we find out more information on volunteering opportunities available with RNIB?
You can go to our website, and on there, if you click on the Get Involved part of the landing page, it will take you through to the volunteering opportunity. If you specifically type in sooty box volunteer, it will bring you to our opportunity, and you'll be able to register your interest there.
Yvette Tompkins, Area Volunteer Manager for RNIB. Thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Hugh, for your time.